Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You find romance wherever you are, I suppose, right there. Sometimes it's the person that's standing right in front of you. Interesting situation arose recently in Michigan where a couple friends were out touring on the beach area. Well, you know what? Listen in.
It's a popular trope in action movies. Heroes like Indiana Jones bogged down in quicksand, racing against time to get out. But for one Michigan man, that cliche of cinema almost became a reality.
Mitchell O'Brien and Brianne Cinca are a couple friends. They've been hanging out for a couple years now, even though they've never expressed romantic interest to each other. They recently had a discussion with a friend who said, hey, you guys are hanging out all the time. Maybe you guys like each other. Maybe you should explore this. So they said, you know what? Let's go for a walk on the beach and enjoy ourselves. Spend some time together and see whether or not anything could be there. Turns out, dude's walking around looking for rocks and then falls into quicksand.
Wild.
Yes. Yes, totally wild at that point. He was beach hunting again for rocks or whatever he was and then, you know, found himself in this perilous situation. And it was when they went to call the authorities for help. I mean, he actually needed rescue.
Yeah.
He could not get out of it. He was at his waist and falling further. This is what happened.
Mitchell O'Brien trapped not quite in quicksand, authorities say, but a mix of sand and muck. He says he was out searching for rocks at a beach on Michigan's northwest coast when suddenly he hit a soft spot in the sand and got stuck.
Mm-hmm. And then she calls 911, and what?
I referred to her as my girlfriend that's trying to call as well. At the exact same time, she got through to another operator and said, my boyfriend is stuck in the sand.
2 years of this guy being my best friend and just trying to hide everything, how I felt, and then he tried to die on me.
And that was the perfect time for them to tell each other. When you told your husband that you loved him for the first time, what were the circumstances there? How did it come about? Because I can tell you myself, my wife and I, we had gone to a baseball game and I was totally trying to play it cool. I broke up with my wife like 3 times when we first started dating because I was like, I can't be doing this. I was already, you know, like that guy that had been divorced and was like, I'm never getting married again.
Oh, one of those.
And then we went to a baseball game and I dropped her off that night back at her car. And then I was like, I love you. And it just jumped out of my mouth. And then I just rolled up the window and sped away.
It wasn't one of those, I love you. Crap!
No, it was kind of like that. I mean, I immediately rolled up the window and then throttled the gas and pulled out of there.
I mean, that is romance.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yours wasn't the same. What was yours like?
So, my husband and I have this discussion frequently. Mm-hmm. We have absolutely no idea who said, I love you first, where it happened, or anything. I have zero clue. I highly doubt it was me because I'm not an overly affectionate, loving person.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he said it first, but I could not tell you where or when.
Really?
No clue.
I'm getting a text message right now from producer Julie in the other room who says that she did it in 2 weeks. What happened?
Ooh.
Get in here. She's going to tell us that in a minute. But continuing on with Mitchell and Brie, because I'm sure you want to know, just like me, whether or not he's alive.
And becomes my boyfriend in the middle of it.
Firefighters eventually arrived on the scene and pulled Mitchell out within a few minutes. The couple now appreciating how a soft spot in the sand turned into a soft spot in each other's hearts.
Oh, you know that news anchor was waiting for that, Ashley.
I know she was, because I literally thought the exact same lines. We all think the same. And I love how it happened in a newsy voice. The soft spot was in his heart.
First dates, activities, first not, and how Julie apparently confessed that she loved Aaron. That's coming up in just a minute. We were just talking about a disastrous first date, which actually turned out to be pretty good. Because the dude got caught in quicksand, but then they ended up confessing that they were really into each other by the end of the call. When you have to call for paramedics for the person that you're on the date with, it really crystallizes your feelings about them at that moment. Julie, you didn't have to call for 911 right away when you started dating Aaron, but what happened?
Well, I accidentally said I love you, but it was only 2 weeks in.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we'd spent every day together.
Where'd you cool go? How did that happen, right?
Well, okay, right. So we walk. He dropped me off from an activity. We were in college. I was at a club and everything. He dropped me off.
Yeah.
And as the door to the dorm was shutting, I don't know what happened. I just was like, I love you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
And you know what happened?
Just jumped right out of your mouth.
He said it back.
Oh, my gosh.
And
oh.
Then I freaked out.
In less than 2 weeks.
It's over. I've ruined it. Everything's done.
Right.
And it wasn't.
Right.
We've been dating for 3.5 years.
The courtship was over, though, you felt at that moment.
Oh,
like everything
gosh.
Had changed, that your power was gone
my
in the relationship.
My face is still red from it. It was so embarrassing.
Wait, you to tell about it.
So you were closing the door. Did he push it back open or what? Or he just said it and walked away?
We both, I think, turned ways and went, oh, no.
Yeah, and walked away.
Yeah,
and then didn't. When did you discuss it after? So you were you like immediately after, like, okay, that happened?
Yeah, no, there was a text from me saying, oh, no, that happened. And then I think we met up like a half hour later because I was pretty sure the entire world was falling apart.
Hold up. You sent a text that's saying, I don't know what happened there?
No, I said that just happened.
Oh, that happened.
I owned that.
Right. Ashley doesn't even remember.
So, no.
So there's that. So
oh, I'll never
even
forget
on that
it.
Now. First date activities. So the stats are out now about activities now. And it used to be if you went in on an activity, the first date, like, you know, the only activities there were like going to a movie mm-hmm. or going to dinner or, you know, basically that was it. Right. And now, you know, throw in coffee shop. But stats say that if you're doing one of these things and specifically one activity in general, you are 50% more likely to get a second date. Your feelings on activities on first dates. We're going to talk about it next. Dating has changed. I mean, I know that. I'm aware of that. Even the fact that, you know, I'm not dating. I've been married for quite a while at this point. But dating's definitely changed from back when I was doing it. I mean, we didn't have apps. There was no way to meet people like randomly like that. When MySpace and, you know, Facebook came out, it was like a revelation. A new report says that first dates that involve an activity are 25% more likely to lead to a second date, more than just meeting somebody randomly at a bar, a restaurant, or even coffee if you're trying to set that up. So even if you're, you know, taking a date right now or you're using apps or whatever, this could kind of, you know, play into your planning for that. When I was dating, if you asked somebody to go on a hike or some sort of activity that involved you traveling outside of like the public realm where people would see you, you'd think that that person was a serial killer.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, automatically, right? The only things that were acceptable were dinner and a movie or a show or something like that,
really?
Right? Like, even if to ask somebody to go to a concert with you as a first date, weird. It was totally weird. But everybody in this room has got somebody, a significant other that you're involved with. So producer Julia, producer Justin are here. Ashley, your first date with your husband. What did you do?
We went to a metal concert.
Yes. That's sick.
I mean, that's an activity.
It is. I drove 2 hours to said concert and 2 hours back with someone I had only known less than 24 hours.
That's kind of fun.
What could possibly go wrong?
I mean, you could have been buried anywhere along that highway.
Pretty much.
I mean, and that's what we would assume when I was, you know, younger and dating. So how is it that you guys met up to go to this metal concert? Like you met randomly and were like, we both like metal. We're going to this concert?
No, I don't think he had any idea what he was getting into. We met at a bar. And he asked what I was doing the next day. I said, oh, I'm driving up to go to this metal show. And he says, well, are there any more tickets? And I said, well, I happen to have an extra one if
really?
You want to go.
Yeah, because nobody wanted to go.
Right. Yeah. Right. You couldn't find anybody else to go. Yeah.
So I said, if he's going to drive 2 hours there and go to a metal concert and survive it,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's probably worth sticking around. We were actually living together 4 days after we met, so.
Whoa.
Don't do it like I did.
That's amazing. And a bold move, by the way, to be like, what are you doing tomorrow? Okay, that's good. Justin, first date with your significant other.
We went to a state fair.
Okay. Activities. Yeah.
Concourse, food, rides, concerts, the whole thing.
Did you win or something?
Nope. We looked at the stuffed bears and I said, I can try. And she laughed and said, absolutely 100% no.
I can try.
That's what you say after you've been married for 10 years. And the wife goes, you know, you used to just try and win for me. The move was you should have just tried, Justin.
Well, she was not the kind of girl that wanted me to win her a stuffed bear at the state fair.
Mm.
You know what? That's only what she's telling you. Julie, first date with Aaron.
Well, we met and then we chatted for a bit and he was going to ask me out. And I was like, all right, if we're going to go on a date, I want it to be a fun date, not a food date. Because I think food dates are awkward. The whole thing scares me.
Yeah. Eating in front of somebody else.
Yeah. It's
you would have choked.
Weird.
I get
Why
that.
I don't want that. Not at all.
Yeah.
So we went to a pottery place and we painted little pottery things. And we actually made a flower pot that now and every time he gets me flowers, we fill it. So it's kind of cute.
Oh, How lovely.
That sounds like a lovely time.
Right. Right. Is it an ugly pot?
No, it's so cute, I think.
It sounds like the polar opposite of my date.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.